just through the bottom of the hour on the Morning Roundup, 99.9 The Rock, Baylen Height, Derek Decker, and now we welcome in Mr. Adam Kadavy from Scott City. Adam, how are you this morning?
Doing good, just trying to stay warm. And I got to get used to staying warm here because it's going to get cold here this weekend.
Yeah, we're starting to get back into that true winter swing of things. I mean, I always look around, and I've mentioned this before, and I know Derek kind of shares the same sentiment. We're used to this about all year in the winter. I mean, all season in the winter. I mean, we're not used to the fluctuating up to the 50s and around 55. It's always kind of a treat. And now Southwest Kansas is certainly giving us a little bit of a better taste of home, and unfortunately for some around here, that means a little bit more snow and cooler temperatures. You've got a lot going on, Adam. You've been extremely busy, whether the Sterling Invitational for Scott City and then a matchup that was showcased in the Sterling Invitational with Scott City and Hugoton last night. Kind of go over those games as both the Beavers fall to Hugoton. Hugoton looks very, very good on both the girls' and boys' end as well. That's been a fun matchup. For the girls in particular, I know the boys didn't get as close as they have been, but start with the girls and just kind of go over those matchups last night.
Yeah, it was the third time they played last night, third and final time. Both teams had won one game so far between the two this year, Scott City won in Hugoton. And then, of course, Hugoton winning on Friday night at the Sterling Invitational in the championship. This one was a pretty good game throughout. But Hugoton built up their run thanks to a lot of Scott City turnovers in the first half, especially. The Beavers got to within five a couple of times in the fourth quarter and ended up being 59-50. And I tell you, Hugoton has shown to be a much different team here in the month of January with the return of Mike and Hamlin. And I know I don't think she's still 100% yet, but she's getting better. She was in the starting lineup once again last night. But to have her on there really changes the dynamic of that Hugoton team. Samaya Adigan had a pretty big game again, and 27 points and 16 for Gianna Voss, who had who hit a 1,000-point mark last week at the Sterling Invitational. And between those three, Hamlin, Voss, and Adigan, they combined for nearly 3,000 points in their careers at Hugoton there. But Scott City had a pretty good night there with Erica Felker. She has really continued her hot shooting from Sterling. She had 14. Avery Lewis had a career high 14. Brooke Shrine had 12. And I thought Scott City played him pretty good last night on the girls' side. Just fell a little short here, but their stretch of games continues to be pretty rough here in January and February.
Yeah, and I know, Adam, you're stationed with Scott City there, but a lot of folks were scared about Hugoton and kind of some of the early season struggles for the girls. I know you mentioned an injury in there as well. Certainly feels like Hugoton has kind of turned the page and maybe looking a little bit closer to what was that 3A state championship run they had, obviously falling to Goodland, but the run they initially had. You were here last year, I was not. Are they kind of back to that level in your eyes or getting very close to that level?
They're slowly getting back to that level as well, and I think that, with all of them, they've started all 4 years their school competition there. I think the experience will carry them a long ways. Right now, they're sitting kind of in that middle of the pack of the 4A standings on the west side. And, I think they've got some very winnable games here down the stretch. They'll have some tough ones. But I feel like if they can get on a roll in February, they'll be able to host at least one sub-state playoff game.
It's good to see the Eagles starting to kind of back in that realm. And certainly Scott City as well, playing very good on the ladies' side of things. I was impressed by Erica Felker when they came down to Garden City. The boys maybe hitting a little bit of a kind of a speed bump here in the season. They get blown out by Hugoton 69-36. Kind of some turnovers, same thing, or maybe just the recycled nature of these teams seeing each other for more than the first time.
A little bit of both there, but this game was pretty competitive really through 2.5 quarters, and so that final score is very deceiving. But Hugoton led it for most of the way. They led by 10 or 11 at halftime. Scott said he had it down to a 7-point game with about 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. And then Hugoton goes on a massive run to close out. It was 33-26 with about 3.5 to go third quarter. And all of a sudden, Hugoton, they close out that third quarter on a 13-2 run. It ended up being a 17-2 run. And when all said and done, and they got hot in a hurry. Scott City, who was pretty good in transition defense in the first half, maybe broke down there in the second half, but it was really a lot of Riley Riddlesberger, who put up 37 points against Sterling last Thursday in the semifinals. He had a big third quarter, hit a couple threes. Actually, Carson Bennett hit a couple threes as well. But this is a team that's just they're pretty deep there, and they had a big game from their post player, Isaiah Harris. And Scott City, actually, right before the game, they lost one of their starters due to sickness there, and so that changed the game plan maybe slightly of who would be guarding who, and it may have affected him a little bit. But Jackson Rumford, he just continues to have a big season. He had 16 for Scott City, and this is the third straight game for Scott City that they've played a state-ranked team with Southeast of Saline in 3A, Sterling in 2A, and Hugoton in 4A.
It's been really, really fun to follow along Scott City, Rumford, just like Felker. That was the name that stood out to me in that game against Garden City when Scott City came down and played the Buffaloes. Your Wildcats last night, right? Go on the road, a game that not a lot of people expected them to probably win. I thought they showed enough, but for how close they were, it felt like there was maybe something to be desired, especially at the free throw line. Derek mentioned rebounding also an issue for the Wildcats. I did not get to see the game live. I got to go back and kind of watch some highlights, look through the stats. What stood out to you in this meeting for Kansas State and now where the Wildcats sit at a three-way tie for first place?
I mean, yeah, free throws, that's going to happen sometimes on the road, and a little Hilton magic for the Cyclones there last night. But probably the biggest glaring stat is the post players did not record a single rebound last night. That was huge, and I know Coach Tang mentioned that in the post-game press conference there, and you're not going to win very many conference games when your post players do not grab at least one rebound, and that was probably the glaring stat there and probably the biggest disappointment. You could kind of tell Coach Tang was pretty frustrated with that after the game, and you know, you're not, and you just can't do that, especially against Iowa State.
Yeah, it felt like that was just some things that kind of came to the forefront for K-State, and I think the Wildcats are going to be okay, but what is a path to, you know, making sure they are okay and they're ready to go for what is going to be a very crucial matchup against Kansas on the road at Allen?
Absolutely, and you know, it's going to be interesting with them on Friday, stepping out of conference play to take on Florida. A lot of storylines there, of course, with Keontae Johnson being a former Florida Gator there, that game in Bramlage. And just think if that game would have been down in Gainesville. That could be a good matchup, I think. It's a favorable one for K-State, but it may be a good opportunity with a loss here that they won't overlook Florida when they get to KU, of course, next Tuesday.
All right, Adam, we've gotten through high school, K-State. Any other, I guess, well, before we close this out here, any other high school notables from Scott City? I saw wrestling was in action last night. I believe there was a winner in the girls' side. It may not have been last night, but the prior day, and among some other stuff going on in Scott City.
Yeah, the wrestlers went up to Lexington Friday and Saturday, and Michaela Miller was the tournament champion there at 235 pounds. She remains unbeaten on the year, and I know she's going to get tested this weekend when the Rocky Mountain takes place down in Garden City. That'll be a good test for a lot of our wrestlers before their final really big tournament. Of course, they do have league tournament next Friday. But wrestling, the boys kind of struggled up there. Only four placers in Lexington. They did have three in the finals. They all finished second place against some really good competition there. And with how bad weather conditions were here in Western Kansas, even Northwest Kansas, they had to stay another night, and they came back on Sunday, and just safety concerns there, and it was probably a good move on their part. But, you know, they had a rough weekend, but there's a lot that they can improve on, and they're going to have to right now, and with how short the season's coming.
All right, Adam, you're back in the studio tomorrow. I know you had a great time, what was it, not last week, week prior, filling in for myself and Derek. What do you got on the deck for the folks? Any special things we're talking about tomorrow? I know I'll be on the show with you as well, joining virtually from Newton. But what do you have planned for us?
Well, I haven't, I'll be honest, I haven't thought that far, but that's my goal this afternoon, to get that set up.
I know we had some NIL conversation last time around. I didn't know if you were thinking back to the college realm. We'll have a little bit of high school basketball probably to chat about, among some other things. But Wednesday, Thursday, always kind of the toughest day really to fill it in and talk about scheduled things. I always do enjoy those days because I feel like me and Derek can kind of have open conversations. I'm sure we'll talk NFL. I saw Mr. Patrick Mahomes put out a little video saying I'll be ready to go on Sunday. So we'll talk about his availability. Also, that line, very interesting. Chiefs are an underdog by 2.5 points last I checked. Rare air to see the Chiefs, in my opinion, as an underdog at home, despite, you know, maybe what something might be said about Patrick Mahomes and that injury. Well, Adam, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. It's going to be a ton of fun, and we certainly do appreciate you tuning in or joining us today and, you know, being with us tomorrow. So thank you so much, Adam, and have a great day.
All right, thank you. Yeah, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
That is Adam Kadavy coming over from Scott City and joining us live on the Morning Roundup. We're going to take our final timeout of the show when we come back, an early edition of the Five-Star Pick'em. Cannot wait for that. We've got a ton of fun college basketball to preview and look at. Also, an early edition of Take It to the Bank. So stay with us, and we'll be back in a few on the Morning Roundup.